Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, babe, the name is Charlie.
Radio Show. Now, this is the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and thank you guys for listening to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone and those that are listening by internet on my show page live on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show and welcome to the show. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a long and restful weekend and you didn't get in too much trouble and things went well for you. Because I had a great weekend. I kind of took it easy. Did a lot of cooking on Sunday. Didn't do a whole lot of different stuff on yesterday. And things just went kind of slow motion for me. But I hope you had a great weekend. I hope things were fast motion for you. I hope things were great for you. I hope you guys had a safe weekend. Again, welcome to the show. Now, I promote the show on Twitter and on Facebook. If you're on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. And you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of your page. Type in 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. That's the number 1982 and then Astros Alumni Radio. The page should come up there, send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. Then, voila, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you won't miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right? And tonight's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your concerns. Again, that number, 770-732-0244. Again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. I have a great show for you. Now, because of the messages I've been getting and things like that and people been talking about the show. I did a show not long ago on the reality show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, because of the messages and everything and emails and things that I've been getting from just people at work and stuff talking about the show, I wanted to do another show on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, this show has really turned out to be one of the biggest reality shows right now on TV. I know there are a lot of people all over the states that are watching this show, and it's a hit. Now they've had a couple of reunion shows where they brought the characters on stage together and talked to them about things that's been going on within the show. Now, like I say, the reason I wanted to do this show is because I wanted to get back into what's going on here with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. It looks like I have a caller up on the show. I'm going to bring that caller up on the show in just a minute. But if you recall, when I talked on the last show about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I said that they got all the drama you want. They got the fighting. They got the skin. They got the six. They got all the drama right there. Now, I said that if they put a little positivity into the show, if they inject some type of positivity into the show, it don't have to be the whole show or anything like that. They need to just inject a little bit of positivity into the show. This show would blow apart. The top will blow off this show. Well, guess what? On the reunion, on the second half of the reunion show, now they put a little positivity into the show. You saw where Scrappy and Erica got engaged. Now he's promising to have a long-lasting relationship with her. Hopefully they will. See, that's the positivity I was saying they need to inject in the show. You know, I need to come up with this stuff. I need to come up with me a reality show. I'm going to put the caller up on the line from the 310 area code, first three digits, 528. You're on the show with Frank Williams. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Let's bring it back up. Hey, Frank.
What's up, Mitch?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good,
yeah,
brother.
You got a little bit of what you wanted yesterday.
Yeah.
But I think most people aren't going to be convinced until they see somebody going down the aisle in church or outside somewhere, and we see a wedding. Now, good, it makes for good copy. I mean, hey, it was through the roof last night.
Oh, yeah.
But we still got to see some things happen that are more positive, that give us some hope that, okay, this is not your regular BS reality television show that you see us acting, doing buffoonery shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's about, in reality television, especially on what I look at in terms of women, and Stevie J included, it's about how much drama you can get, because that's just going to bring people back. Yeah, we want to see Scrappy and Erica jump the broom. That's a good idea. That's beautiful. We all want to see that. But we're still looking for him to make that rat face and play one of the games and see who's going to ride his bus. Because that's
where
the beat of the drama is.
Oh, yeah. Well, Stevie, I don't think Stevie's going to change.
No, he's not going to change.
Nah,
Stevie can't change. Because Stevie is one-third of the drama of the show.
Right.
The rest of the cast is the other two-thirds. The energy he brings and the foolishness that he brings and him playing in manipulative ways is one-third of all the drama.
That's right, and that's exactly how things are kind of set up. I mean, they got the perfect mix right there. I don't know if they're going to bring someone else into the show, like, you know, I think what messed up that the Basketball Wives show is, you know, when they first came out, they just had a certain group of characters. Then all of a sudden they started injecting these other people that, you know, we had no idea about, and they injected them and everything fell apart for them. So I don't know if Love and Hip Hop is going to do that. What do you think?
Well, the Love and Hip Hop is a very, in a lot of ways, a different concept than the Basketball Wives, because you're talking about females who are supposedly or allegedly married or involved or live with former NBA player, basketball players. Whereas this Love and Hip Hop thing, it's, you know, it's a much broader spectrum that you can address and pull from, because now if they want to do it and make it really dope, they could go get a cat like a Jazzy Faye. Or give another twist to it.
Well, you know, maybe so. But like I said, you know, I think if they do go out and grab somebody, it need to be somebody that's well known that want to be on the show. They can't go out and grab somebody that's not well known and then
inject
them
into the show. They can't get Pretty Ricky from Pretty Ricky from Camels and Roll. No, they can't go get that kid.
Nah. No.
But they can get another cat. They can get another cat. Like, for example, watching the show last night, you know, I saw how Ms. Harris, the producer of it, played it to where the girls really did shine a little bit more. Like, for example, Benzino looked like a total ass last night, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The way that Carly brought it, you know, even when he did the fake proposal and pulled back, and she goes to the crib and fronts him about he got some broad butt naked walking around the crib. You know, we never saw the other side of that, or what he had to say, or why he would do that, why he was even in that situation, if it even turned out like that. But I just think that now it's a situation. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, we can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to imagine what they're going to bring into what drama's going to come into it next year. Because at this point in time, we know the central characters who are set. We know that, you know, your man ain't leaving. He's about to get married. We got to see a wedding. We know that we're going to see some more manipulation from Stevie J. We're going to try to figure out if Jocelyn is actually a real woman.
I know that they've already been shooting new stuff already, but
it's got to a point now where they're going to have to follow them around 12 months out of the year. This is the same thing with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, they can get so much footage that they can edit. It behooves them to go ahead and say, you know what, we need to trail you all not 8 months out of the year, but the full year now. Because all
right,
like you said, from the success of this, Frank, now all these other individual projects are going to pop up, and these sub-projects are going to pop up, and that's going to be another part of the story that they can get into each individual character. Now, if the characters are smart, what they'll do is they'll do like NeNe did. They'll parlay their own individual projects into the show, like we talked about Stevie J's book being, you know, promoted next year, and make that something that they can build on to give it more substance. But we're still looking for some positivity, because I can't believe that Sisters in Atlanta are still accepting the bullshit from brothers like that. It wasn't like that when we was 24 or 25, Frank.
Well, like I said, you know, it's wide open, the space is so wide between the ratio of men to women that I think women here in Atlanta are pretty much desperate for men, because they had over the weekend a black gay Atlanta parade or something downtown, man.
They had pride there
that is here this weekend, and you wouldn't believe it, Mitch. I'm telling you, man, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, I'm sure. I can imagine it looked like Amistad. You was wondering where the boat was. They put all them gay people up there.
It's just stupid, man. And these women don't know whether to jump or not jump, because they don't know who's gonna be on top and who's gonna be on the bottom. So you know, it's tough, man. I feel for them myself, but if I was a single man in Atlanta, you know, you can almost put them in line at the club and just knock them out the park like you at the baseball field. Because those are the women that will be stacked up. Those are the women that will be stacked up in front of you.
It's like batting practice.
Here in Atlanta. Yes, sir.
So it's like batting practice.
Yeah.
But
like
now
batting practice.
Then,
yeah,
how the women, let me ask you this then. If that's the case, and women obviously know this, how are they policing themselves? In your opinion, what do you think? How are they policing themselves to combat this ratio difference?
Hey, I like to hear that too. And if there's anybody out there on the show that's listening in to the show, call in to the show. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what you think from a women's perspective of what women are doing now to keep themselves safe and to understand who they're grabbing a hold of. Because, you know, you start digging into some guys, maybe it's some kind of technique they got to understand who's on the down low and who's not. Call into the show, 818-301-5834.
Yeah, I mean, the technique must be special. Because if it's fooling all these people, if it's fooling all these systems like that, and my thing is, when I look at it, even when I come to Atlanta, what I've seen is this. I've seen when you go out, be it to the restaurants, to the bars, to the lounges, you see women in groups, and they're the ones with the disposable income. They're the ones who have the jobs. They're the ones who look like they're working, even if they aren't. Now, they may have a sponsor. They may have a job. They may be a trust fund baby. I don't know this kind of situation. But I see more women when I've been in Atlanta who were the ones out buying the champagne, buying the bottles of wine.
Well, you know, I think you might have said something then that when you go out, you see a pack of women together. They got a circle. I think now these women are putting, you know, they putting together this big network, and when they meet somebody, they starting to kind of screen them by asking this girlfriend, that girlfriend, this girlfriend, that girlfriend about them. And like I said, the ratio is so.
The resume on them?
Yeah, the gap is so big. That I think the good guys are just, like I said, batting them out of the park. So he might be here this night, but he might go over here this night. He might see your girlfriend. He might see this girlfriend. And he might see this girlfriend. That way they can network with each other and understand who on the down low and who not. I don't know.
What about the girlfriend who meets the good guy? And then tells her best friend about the good guy, and now the girlfriend wants to do some trade out or wants to step up and knock her out the box.
Well, that, you know, I'm sure that happened too. Just like on Love and Hip Hop, you know, these girls come into Stevie J as well. You know, he not there. You know, grabbing them off the street and grabbing them off the street and grabbing them off the street. A lot of them just come into his web because they want to try to be superstars, and they know that going through him might get them there.
Okay, so that's their casting couch. He's got a casting couch. But let's just take someone away from Stevie J. Let's just look at a brother that's in Atlanta that. Let's just say he works for Marta. Been with Marta 15 years, got his own 401k, vested, got his insurance, full dental, medical, the whole nine. All right? And he goes out to the club. That's just not knowing his background or his dossier. And really don't even know his name other than from the first time of the introduction. She's not going to be prone to step to that brother, and that's the brother, that's the nice guy who should be winning. Because if you think about it, Stevie J is not a nice guy.
Right.
So is that saying that the women want to go out and meet the cat who has the name, who has all the bells and whistles, all the toys, and that's the bad boy, and still kicking with him knowing that she's just a sidekick?
Yes, sir. That's who they're looking for. They come to Atlanta. All these girls, man, I think they showing up in Atlanta because they got the idea that this is where all the guys are coming that's in the music industry and all this, and if they can get out there and they're out there in the street, they may see that person around town somehow and be able to get close. When you go to some of these concerts or whatever, man, it's just women everywhere. I mean, it's just women everywhere. I had one of my a Puerto Rican guy that works with me. He said he went to Piedmont for the Arts Festival a couple of weeks ago, and he was just saying how many women were just just all over the place, like ants everywhere.
But now, this woman being aggressive. But now, but this is a question I would want you to ask him. All right, that's a brother who works regular 9-to-5 job, regular cat. Now, in a situation like that, are women now becoming the aggressors and stepping to brothers like that, or the men still having to take the initiative and step to them? Who's being the aggressor nowadays? Has the ratio flipped so deeply in Atlanta now that women are the ones who are sweating men versus how it used to be when men would sweat women?
Well, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be anyway. It should be like women should be taking initiative. Women should step up and talk to men and get it out there first. I mean, because they see a guy come in the club or come in the restaurant or whatever, they see him at first and he got everything they're looking for. He tall like they want or short like they want, and he you know, got a dark skin like they want. Yeah, he looked like he looks the part that they want. So that means that, hey, I should go and I should initiate a conversation with him if he's not with another woman. That's the way it should be, because
Does it even matter if he's with another woman? Because a woman can go to the bathroom, and I've seen this. We know from the days of 112, many women have stepped to cats when the chick they with go to the bathroom. How many times have you heard the story that a brother can be out in the restaurant and ladies step away from him for a minute, another lady slide to him, slide her business card and phone number?
Yeah, see that, and that's what you were saying. Are they aggressive like that? You know,
but
see,
being aggressive like that, to me, Frank, though, is that, okay, if a woman sees another sister out with a man and she steps away from his brother for a minute and she slides to him to give her number, then she just as gully as a cat like Stevie J. Because she she don't know the rapport that man may have with that woman he's with. But she doesn't even care what the report is. More important,
that's right.
She could care less.
That's right.
She's just trying to come up. She's trying to get in where she can fit in.
That's right.
She doesn't mind being an interchangeable part. If that's the case, then it's just grimy all the way around on both sides.
I tell people all the time, it ain't no different. You know, they got, you know, women say men are dogs all the time, but it's a lot of women dogs out there. Just as, you know, it's just as many women dogs out there as it is men. Women
right.
are the same way, except
right.
the only difference there is the women got the cookie. So if they get aggressive with the cookie, the you know, they don't really have no problems, because that's what the man after most of the time anyway. So
or maybe it's,
you know,
just touch and go.
Yeah, just touch and go. Touch and go. And if everything hit off good, then they might have something going on. But the guy that's worked for Marta, that's in the club, you know, he got to throw his bait out there. He got to really do a little fishing, cause
so that
he may not
that
look
man
the
got
part.
So he got a campaign a little harder than the brother who's recognized. But then if that's the case, and the brother got a campaign a little harder, then shouldn't the dividend for his investment be greater? Than just some trim.
It's you.
I mean, if you got these sisters out here, who you say they we just call them dogs like men. We'll just keep it generic. If you got this female dog out here, and she being a poodle, and she out here chasing like that, then where is her class? Where is her savoir faire? Where is her dignity? Where is her respect that she wouldn't rain another woman's parade? Because I'm quite sure if the shoe was reversed. And she was with dude, and she stepped away, she would want another fool to step to her man.
That's right, but you know, it I'm telling you, Mitch, it ain't like that with a lot of them. A lot of them got a little dignity, but most of them, I think, that are out there looking, they don't. They just want what they can get, and if they get it, they gonna get it.
So in other words, it's like Dodge City.
Yeah. Yeah, like Dodge City, bro.
It's like Dodge City. Hell
yeah.
Word. May the best gunslinger win.
That's it.
Whoever can draw their pistol first and fire.
That's it, bro. Hey, Mitch, I appreciate you calling in, man. We finna slide out the air. But hey,
all right, man.
Be good, bro. Hey, I appreciate y'all listening in. All right, take care, and we'll talk to you in about 23 and a half hours. Take care, guys.